UNC Radio, you are on the air. Is this Joe Salzone?
Yes, sir, it is. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon, Mr. S. How are you?
Great. Good. It's good to talk to you, and congratulations on 500 shows.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You were there. You weren't there for the first one, but you were probably there in the first half year that I was there at the old station, right?
Yeah, it was. I think you were on the air for maybe 3 months when you and I met that first time all those years. This was back in early 2003. You and I go back a long ways.
We do. We do, man. You were this little scrawny chicken of a kid, young Republican back then. I mean, staunch, like crazy-ass, wild-ass Ted Cruz Republican. And I was trying to wean you off of that. And I did.
The times have changed. Now I'm no longer a scrawny little kid. Now I'm a fat little liberal.
Wow. You're not fat, though. You got a beard. Last I saw,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. I have a beard, and I've entered my 30s. But I guess that means you've probably entered your 50s by now.
I have. I have indeed. I'm 51.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I thought I was just being sarcastic.
No. I'm just young at heart, sort of. Young in spirit.
I think that's what all old people say.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. 30-something. Don't trust anyone over. So, now you were the news director at that station. At that point already, you were in that position, I think.
I'm trying to think of a timeline.
2003,
I had been at the station for maybe a year and a half of the time we met. And I think at that point, I was still just a board op and a producer. It wasn't until the managerial transition, let's say, that I obtained a larger degree of influence.
Okay.
I hesitate to use that word. But no, because you started, correct me if I'm wrong, you started in October of 2002.
That is correct.
And the show originally was Monday nights at 11.
Was it Monday? I thought it was Sunday night. Oh, my God.
Maybe it was. I know you were on Sundays for a long time, but I want to say that it began on Mondays, and then you moved to Sundays, and that's where you remained for, you know, the rest of your time there.
Huh.
But I could also be wrong, because this is now more than 10 years in the past, and I have not time memorizing what I did yesterday.
No, actually, you are wrong on this particular, and I just looked it up, October 6, 2002, which, by the way, is the 279th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, just so you know that. The day of the week was Sunday. It was a Sunday, because I remember, actually, we had Don Lewis doing something, Entertainment Long Island, and he had the band on there, so it was a Sunday night kind of lineup. And eventually, I moved to Monday nights because I was on, I think, from 7:30 to 9. They were able to give me a 90-minute slot for a bit,
yes.
And that's when I moved to Sundays on the station. But what did you think when you first encountered me?
Well, I know that it was in the winter because you. You were already at the station. I don't know what you were doing. I think you were doing production work for your show.
Mm.
And I walk in, and you were in your V-neck undershirt.
Yes.
You had this weird habit of, as you were progressing with your show or your show prep, you would take off an article of clothing. So you would come in with a scarf and a coat and a hat and gloves and a sweater and a and then by the time you were done. If you were wearing pants, that was impressive. I remember that was my very first encounter. There was this strange little man in an undershirt, frantically getting work done or writing or doing voiceovers or whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
But we were introduced, and I can't recall when you and I actually began working together. Because there was a period of time where, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a period of time where you had someone running the board for your show, and then you eventually did that yourself.
Well, there was the previous engineer before you, the guy named Paul, who I tried to get in touch with for this show, but I never heard back from him. But Paul, if you're listening, do call in at some point. But yeah,
now, he might be in a Vietnamese prison at this point. Who knows?
Deservedly.
Oh, that boy was weird. Oh God.
Yeah, well, you just called me a strange little man. Everyone in radio is weird. Everyone.
That's very true.
Why was I strange?
We had some good times in those days.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember. Now here's a question I want to ask you. I know you kind of wanted to interview. Oh no, that's Sam. Sam's calling back to interview me soon. But I remember back then, and maybe it's still the same. I hope not. But you ate only like American food. You would eat hamburgers, fries. Wouldn't go near no. I don't even know if you like Chinese food. I mean, you literally would not try anything new. Has that changed?
It's changed somewhat. I've explored other ethnic foods. I'm still very much a picky eater, but I'm much more inclined to try something. Just back in January, I was at an event, and I tried scallops for the first time.
Oh, okay.
And I liked it, and of course it was wrapped in bacon. So I mean,
you can put bacon around anything, dude.
Right. You could wrap bacon around a loaf and I'd eat that too. So that doesn't really mean much, but you know, I'm a little more inclined to venture out of my comfort zone. Like maybe that's just something that comes as you get older, and you know, you realize that only eating three or four different things is really going to limit your growth. So.
Yeah, I mean, really, and especially if the things you're eating are like cheeseburgers, the things that's going to do to your system when you're 40. I mean, you're young now; you just hit 30. But
I'll tell you, I in January I went in to get a physical for the first time since I was single digits, and my health is great. I was expecting high cholesterol, but all my numbers were right where they should be. So.
Oh, thank God! That very glad to hear that, man.
My doctor said that to me. I go, so what you're telling me is I'm immortal. I'm never going to die. I don't have to look both ways when I cross the street. She says, no, I didn't say that.
Oh. Yeah, actually, my wife will have a great conversation with you about that because she's against there's these people who say that technically we'll get to a point where no one will die because you can just keep aging and stay alive. And there was a cover of Time magazine a week or so ago of a baby, and it said, will this child live to 140? And that I see as being possible, if not this generation, then a generation or two, but not 840.
It seems like almost every month there's a new story about the oldest person in the world. You know, so-and-so is now the oldest man in the world.
Well, you know, that's because the other one died.
Yeah, exactly. They're just waiting in line. The life expectancy has certainly increased. I mean, it's not uncommon to live until you're 100.
True. Literally,
I'm surprised I made it to 30.
Joyce is a gerontologist, my wife, as you know. So when she refers to and when she writes about something called the oldest old, that used to be 75, 80-year-old people. Now they've literally had to revise that in just the last few years and go, well, no, it's really 85, 90-plus now. Because otherwise you've got this pool of people that's just swelling like crazy. 80's nothing anymore. Hopefully, yeah. You're not even halfway there yet, man. By the way...
No, I still have a long way to go.
What are you... Are you still at AUB? UAB? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm still there. I still co-host our morning show. This past summer, I worked with our minor league baseball team doing their public address announcing. I'll be doing that again this summer.
Nice.
So that was quite an experience. But, I'm having a blast. This past, I think November marked the beginning of my 15th year in radio.
Wow.
Which is as impressive as it is depressing.
Well, hey, dude, you're making a living. You work for this.
At this stage of my career, I'm having more fun now than I did, really, apart from, working with you and doing some things early on in my career. I mean, this is what I sort of worked toward.
Right.
So it's I'm having a blast.
And being able to do a morning show, what kind of station? Is it news talk?
Yeah, it's News Talk. So there are, it's based out of two different locations. So I'm in one location. The other two hosts are about 40 or so, about 35 miles away, and it's over two different stations. So I've become, although I never like saying it about myself because it sounds like I've lost my mind, but they refer to me now as the voice of Auburn.
Whoa.
I'm on the radio, and I'm in the ballpark, and I get asked to MC events, so my voice seemingly is everywhere, which is great, and it's also terrifying because I'll go to a grocery store and then hear some, read I had to record. Like, I can't get away from myself.
Wow. The voice of Auburn. How strange.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely, totally, totally thrilled for you, man. I'm going to take this next call, but I want to thank you a million times for calling in, for what you contributed to Dave's Gone By in the past, for engineering my show in the past, and definitely stay in touch. Totally stay in touch.
Well, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
One of the highlights of my career was getting to work with you and do a little writing and do some performing. And those are memories that I still talk about to this day with some of my contemporaries and some of my friends. So
when you're trying to make them nauseous. Sorry.
You're a jerk. I'm not surprised. Nothing changes. I'm not surprised you made it to 500, and I hope to be there for 1,000.
From your mouth to God's ears, thank you, Joe Salzone. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, and my best to you and Joyce.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye now.